Good morning. Welcome to Mom and Uncensored. It's another Monday and barely alive. We're surviving. So we are going to talk about showing our kids on social media today. I think we both pretty much don't care, like didn't care, and our opinions have seriously changed. I had a reel that I made just one day, was like, you guys are being goofballs, and I just took it and I posted it real fast and it went viral. I think it had like what, 16 million views. Like,
65 million.
I shut my phone off for 3 months because it was absolutely insane. And at first it didn't bug me, but then I started to get a lot of messages and just, I don't know. And it still didn't occur to me yet. Yay! We learned yay the other day.
Okay.
We say,
We
yay,
don't have these.
Daddy.
Here, put them back in
You
the
do it.
box.
Turn the back.
Put it back in the box. There you go.
And even at that point, it didn't bug me so bad. But I will say for the past like year or so, I have been really starting to get weirded out by my kids being online. I mean, those of you who know me would know that I rarely post in my stories now. Like, I don't know, I just have been freaked out. I still had a few posts, with their faces and stuff. And I even did last week until I saw two pictures last week that were artificial, what is that,
Intelligence.
intelligence? I would have never known.
No, it's so creepy
It
now.
is so creepy. And I would not have known if I hadn't gone into the comments and found out how these people knew was a fingernail or something was way off on
Oh,
it.
they
Like,
saw it,
it was just the weirdest
but
thing.
not their facial
And
features.
it's just, I don't know. That like hit me, and I was like, I'm not cool with
No.
this. You know what it was, is I didn't realize how crazy this AI stuff has gotten. I had heard before that people were talking about, how they can take your child's face and put it on whatever picture they want and start to use that for their own pleasures and stuff. And
Oh,
that
shoot.
is creepy AF.
Oh my, now I'm gonna spiral again.
But I
Again.
never, but I that it never occurred how they were doing it. And once I saw these
Oh my
photos,
God.
I said, oh my God, I'm done.
And like, to be fair, now that you say that and we're like actually talking about it, I'm sure that happened years ago with Photoshop.
Of course, but
Like,
was it this good?
w
The
right,
problem is
like
how good it is and how creepy. Stop.
why
Stop
are
this.
we dancing on the table? We're not supposed to do that.
And
Ooh, don't
how
touch my mic.
creepy people are and how accessible the internet is now. Bless
Bless
you.
you.
A banana. She can have one if she wants one.
All right. Photoshop, I feel like they could do it with Photoshop.
They for sure could. But I
But
don't think it was quite as, I don't know, maybe just not as obvious to me, and I didn't realize how just real it is and how creepy it is and how you can do anything that you want now with the touch of a button on your phone.
And I think with like AI, I didn't like think about it with AI, so we don't let people post Harper unless her face isn't really showing, because then I have zero control. So like, someone posted a picture of Harper who they asked permission. I can't see this person's friend list. Like, I don't know if it's like set to private or whatever, but like, I can't see who they're friends with, which one bothers me. And then two, they posted a picture of Harper and some guy commented on it and was like, oh, she's so pretty. It was this old guy who like, well, I don't even know how old, like older. Why are you calling my daughter pretty?
Know.
She's
And it's
one.
like
Like,
probably it innocent as could be, but it still gives you the ick.
but you don't know
No,
her.
I know it's true. It's true.
Like, that's it. So like, and I had said from like the get go, like, I don't want other people posting her because they don't, like, I don't have control of where that ends up.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have control of where it ends up on my stuff, but at least I feel like I do.
Well, that's the thing with mine is with that, that reel came like 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
I cannot go through each one and vet them. Each one. Yeah. There's just no way. And no matter what your, like, yeah. what you show, it could all be fake too.
Well, and like, think about all the people who shared your post too. Like, Motherly shared it.
Everybody did.
Yeah. Like I was trying to get like Becca's to share it.
Somebody tried to buy it.
Yeah.
They offered me money and I was
for
like,
the rights.
Yes. And then I would have no rights to my kids' faces. I was like, I'm sorry, but no, you're not taking my kids' faces for any amount of money.
Nope. No.
And I was offered a lot of stuff for this stupid video, and I cannot believe it just went really far in it. I thought about erasing it, but it's just sad that you have to be like that.
And I kind of want to. Like, I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't want anything up by anybody anymore.
No. So that's where I'm at, is I haven't erased stuff yet because it's like milestones. It's the birth of my babies.
Save them all.
And, you know, it's not like it's not on my phone.
Yeah, but like that safety net of having it there too. Yeah.
Like we did it on this day. And, like, I don't know.
Like high school and like when, you know, like, and then through college, like, you share all of these memories too. So you like want to do the same thing, like,
I know,
with your family milestones. And
when it's just you and followers that you know from school and whatnot, it's like, cool, you know, oh, look, so and so had their baby and stuff. Which it's not that you can't share, but it's the fact that I shared them with a face.
Yeah.
So I can't reshare it without a face.
No.
For that, you know, I can't go backwards.
Back. Yeah, and I think going forward, it's like, I'm done with faces.
That's where I'm at. I just am feeling sad that I have to, like, erase
this world.
Memories and, oh.
We think everything's a necklace now.
Hayes wears his Tom's as a belt.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel weird. I feel weird.
Even too, they say, like, the if you start posting your kid,
Well done.
I was reading something about with like you start posting your kid from a young age, and then their digital footprint is created, and then like your reel, for example, nothing's wrong with it, but like if you post a reel where a kid may be embarrassed at some point. Like,
no,
that
it's
reel
true.
Will follow them until they're 50 plus, you know?
I know. It's really, I don't know. It makes you think, because social used to be so innocent and was just a place to share things.
Yeah.
And now it's like a worldwide, I don't know. It's just so creepy.
Yeah. And I think I started thinking a lot more about it when I started a faceless content like package for Social Breeze. I started doing my own faceless content, and then I said to you the other day, I was like, I want to get more mother faceless content with like kids so that moms can use them, or like brands, or who, you know, whoever. And then I was like, it's so easy to just
do it. It's faceless. So easy.
Like, and it's not easy in that like, oh wow, I'm just like putting together these videos and throwing them up, but like it's easy in that you can make the change to
include
your kids' faces if you want
to. Yes. No, it's
so.
It's, I don't know, it's just a change, and it's like moving forward, I think it's easy, but I have a hard time with going backwards and just erasing my whole feed. Not that it matters. I mean, I have all of this stuff, but it's just like,
even like Harper's like first birthday reel.
I know.
Like, I don't want to.
I know.
But like, I think I'm going to.
I just need to like
that only, like the friends only thing. You can make a friends only list.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, for your stories. Not for your feed, for your stories.
For your stories, yeah.
And then, like, I'll share pictures there with, like, people who...
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of people who do that, and it's actually funny, because I'll be like, someone will show up green for, like,
the friends thing,
and I was like, I haven't talked to you in, like, 6 years.
But
I'm glad
I made
you.
Your friend.
Yeah, like,
friend
I'll take
list.
It.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Well, it's just sad. Like, I actually enjoy seeing people's, oh,
yeah.
they got married and they had a baby and blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
They're having a baby.
Yeah, yeah, it's
they got nice. A puppy.
And now it's like, just have to change it up though.
Yeah.
I can still share stuff. I just don't want their faces in it.
I feel like too, that once you do it and you start sharing less, it's almost like you care less.
Yeah, it's freeing.
It's a little, yeah, you know? Yeah. There's less like pressure.
Yeah.
Not that there's pressure because it's still like fun, but being a social media manager, like I'm on socials 24/7.
You're always on them.
And then like I want to perform on like my personal ones too because like that's my job, like with my other stuff, but like there won't be that pressure anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's sad.
It's really sad
that we have to feel like that our kids are being a target for somebody. Like it's just.
But even still with that, like telling people they can't post her, like I'm like, there's one person who's going to flip the fuck out. And I'm like, I just like, I can't.
It is what it is, you know? It's, if you do it, I will report it and it will be.
Oh my God, I tried to. I tried to report because this person posted a picture that didn't have permission and I tried to report it and they wouldn't take it down. So her strawberry, this picture that I reported, her strawberry hemangioma was like up close and personal with the camera.
Yeah.
And I said to Chucky at one point, I was like, but her strawberry is like right in front of the camera. And he's like, who cares? I love it. And I was like, no, I love it. Some creepo though. Well, she's not going to love it.
She might not in 10 years, you know.
But some creepo's going to be like, oh, look at this fetish.
And, yeah, it's true.
Like, but no one thinks about that. And that's where my brain goes.
I know. Well, it's true.
Like, people have weird fetishes.
There's a website for this stuff. Like, it's on there.
It's, and it's not, it's very unsettling.
It is. And I feel like there's just a turning point to deciding that. Like,
yeah, we just, like,
last week was like,
we literally, like, we're done.
The one that hurt your eyes.
What?
Coco Melon?
Yeah.
Oh.
The one I tell them it hurts their eyes, so we can't watch it. What is it? It is. It's Coco Melon.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. No, we're going to turn that.
I tell them it hurts their eyes. Hi, baby. What are you doing?
I think I said it's too much for our eyes to look at one time.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said. We do summer. Please don't eat all of that cheese at one time. I just bought that yesterday.
Hanley, how much cheese
did you eat? That was half a pound of cheese.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I feel like everybody has a point where they just like make a choice, and that was mine was last week.
Yeah,
and of course I posted on like two. Yeah, and of course I posted on Monday
with the kids.
The kids for their first day of school.
Yeah,
and then I think on like Wednesday I saw these and I was like, oh,
yeah, you texted me.
My God, I don't know why, but it just was like a realization of how creepy it
it's
is out
so
there.
Creepy. Yeah, I'm done.
I know. It's just...
I don't post that much anyway.
I don't now. I definitely did before, but I've for sure taken a back seat because I'm tired and I just don't have time and I don't care. And
right. Like, it's a lot.
Nobody needs to know things anyway. But
right.
And I'm sure that there's so much more and much worse that we haven't even seen.
Oh, yeah. But, like, the one thing that we think about is enough in itself.
That's all I need to know.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
And I think more people are moving towards that.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I see these, I guess you call them influencers, and I'm like, I don't know. One, I don't know how they do it and post stuff all the freaking time. But two, knowing that they're got millions of followers and stuff, it's just like.
There's a couple that I follow that won't show faces. Like Jenna Kutcher is a big, like, social media podcaster.
I follow her, but she doesn't.
I love her. She stopped. She has two daughters, and probably the last year she stopped. She changed her mind and stopped posting.
No more of that.
So, like, I follow a lot of people who either, like, never posted their kids' faces. That she doesn't even use their kids' names.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't even use her husband's name, actually, the one.
I actually follow someone who uses, like, Miss One, Miss Five, yeah. Not, but no names, but their faces are still in it. But okay. No names.
Yeah. No names. No, which is cool.
But you know what? It's creepy because I also heard somebody who she is more of an influencer, but not one with, like, you know, so many followers that you would think that this would happen to. Maybe less than me.
Okay.
Even in mine are all, I don't know who they are. It's all from that weird reel.
Right.
But somebody recognized her kid on the street, called him, was like, oh, you know, hi, I see you all the time. You know, I saw that you went here or there, and it really creeped her out.
Yeah.
And that was, like, really creepy. Like, you never know. And I even have felt that with, like, clients' kids.
Yeah. Because,
you know, I hear them. It's different because I know them, but, like.
And we're not creepy people.
And I'm not, but then I meet them, and I'm like, oh, I know all about you. Like, it's just, that stuff, like, gets, I don't know, you start to think more. And
yeah.
I don't want my child to think that this person is safe because they knew her name and they knew her face and they knew what they did on Thursday night.
Since you were a baby.
Like, that is so creepy.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's not cool.
No.
And I wish I could remember word for word, but I can't.
I know.
But it was that idea that person almost seemed safe to them.
Yeah, because they don't know.
I guess the balls to just erase my whole life on there. And
we're just going to do it.
I just have
to. When we release this podcast Friday,
we better have our grids cleared.
Our grids will be cleared because we're done. That's kind of like why I haven't been posting so much on Mom In Too, because like all of our content's with our kids.
Yeah.
And I might leave.
So is my Simply stuff. Like,
we've done so many shoots with the kids.
And the kids have been in them. And yeah. It's like, they are a part of Simply and why it was. So, of course, they were in them.
Hated yeah. Story.
And now I have nothing to offer.
Right. Well, that just means we need to do a photo shoot.
I know.
We need another photo shoot. I know.
Hadley actually asked, she goes, but why is she not here for pictures today? I was like, we're here to talk today. Oh, you did?
Yeah, because yeah. I have. Yeah. It's a content day. But, yeah. And, like everything we say, this is just yeah. our opinion. If you think otherwise, we don't care.
I don't give a shit. No. Everybody needs to do what they think is best at that time.
Yeah.
Just like for the last 5 years, I haven't thought twice about this.
Right.
And all of these sudden now, I'm like, wow, things have changed.
Right.
Yeah, and if you do agree, what made you change your mind or make
like
it up?
What was the tipping point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know, because I'm curious. I'm sure there's 1,000 other reasons besides mine and yours, but
I know.
Yeah. One day we'll have a topic that we don't agree on.
I'm sure that we do. It just isn't thunk up yet.
It's not thunk up yet. So give us a follow over on Instagram at @MomAndUncensored, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.